Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, taxi drivers are staging a go slow protest in Dublin this evening. Well, right about now, actually. They are protesting fixed fares by Uber, which they say is undermining the industry. The drivers are engaging in a slow drive, which started at three strategic points, Dublin Airport, Clontarf and Phoenix Park. And they are heading in the direction of government buildings. If you are driving around those parts of Dublin right now, you won't need to be told this. Do get in touch and let us know if it's impacting your commute. We're at 0870 32 32 32, or text us on 51551. But our reporter Una Kelly is in the city centre now. Una, is this protest causing much disruption there?
Well, first of all, Katie, I hope you can hear me over all the car horns honking here. I'm just near the Halfpenny Bridge on the quays in the city centre. And for the past hour, there's been a long, long line of taxis making their way very slowly up the quays. They gather just at Cunningham Road at Phoenix Park, and for nearly the past hour they've been making their way up towards government buildings. So it's difficult at the moment to see what's behind that long line. The organisers themselves say that there's well over 100 taxis. So if you're trying to approach the city centre from anywhere beyond Phoenix Park, I'd imagine that's very difficult at the moment. There are taxi lines coming from other points as well around Dublin. There's one line that was coming in from Clontarf heading towards government buildings, and also one close to Dublin Airport. Now, earlier today, Dublin Airport did tell passengers to give themselves extra time to travel there and said that Gardaí and the airport police would be working with passengers to try to minimise that disruption.
Okay, well, what is this actually all about? Why are they protesting, Una?
Well, earlier this month, Katie, Uber introduced a fixed fare structure. Now, that option means that anyone who uses Uber agrees to a fare in advance of taking the trip. If the meter then reads less than the agreed fare, the customer pays the lower price. If the meter is higher due to something like traffic or any other reason, the passenger still only pays the fixed fare that was pre-agreed. Now, there are around 17,000 taxi drivers in Ireland, and around a third of them use Uber to source their fares. And the taxi drivers taking part in this protest say that this fixed fare is disrupting their industry and undermining the existing fare structure. At the moment in Ireland, the National Transport Authority sets a maximum taxi fare depending on time bands and distances. And the NTA says that while charging more than a maximum fare can lead to a prosecution, charging anything below it is permitted. Now, earlier today, I spoke to Jim Waldron. He's a spokesman for the National Private Hire and Taxi Association. And he told me that the current maximum fare system set up by the NTA ensures that there's transparency.
The current maximum fare system set out by the National Transport Authority, it's reviewed every 2 years, and there's a public consultation, so the public have an input into what the fares are. They come out with a result, and the result is usually an affordable price for the customer and a price that a driver can sustain himself and run his business. And that's how it's set up. Now, the challenge at the moment is from Uber, because Uber want to bring in fixed prices, and Uber have done this all over the world. We're fearful that the way they've started is they've offered fixed price at a lower price than the meter. So immediately drivers would lose income, and they'd have to work longer hours to get the same money they did last week, effectively. So that's the concern from a driver's point of view. But in an overall and public safety point of view, it would also mean that they will end up setting prices, and that's not what we want. And we've approached the minister, and we've approached the National Transport Authority to make sure that Uber don't get their hand into setting prices.
And that's Jim Waldron there from the National Private Hire and Taxi Association. He's not actually organising this protest today, but he and the drivers who are protesting share the same goal. They want an update in regulations to deal with this, Una.
Exactly, Katie. They're calling on the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, to intervene. And the Minister said this week that he has written to the National Transport Authority to request that they look at these concerns. The drivers, meanwhile, want more than the concerns being looked at. As we've heard, they want the government to be a driving force behind more robust regulation. That's why they were protesting outside government buildings last Saturday, and that's why they're heading there again this evening. Now, I managed to speak to some of the drivers earlier. Taxi driver David Knox told me why it was so important for him to protest today.
So we exhausted all our avenues towards the politicians, the NTA, and the Minister for Transport. They didn't answer us in a timely manner, and drivers felt there was no other option, unfortunately, but to take to the streets. The majority of drivers didn't want to have to take this action at all and impose traffic delays on the public or anybody else. We felt we'd no option but to do this.
What would you say to people who are stuck in traffic now this evening?
We can only apologise for the additional delays to people, but we are protesting to try and safeguard our income, our future, and there's a lot of fear, uncertainty because of Uber's actions lately on drivers and their families. We should be looking forward to Christmas, and many taxi drivers are now looking forward to a Christmas of fear and uncertainty moving into the new year. Will they be able to pay their mortgage? Will they be able to pay their bills? Everybody is in a cost of living crisis, and we cannot afford to sustain these 50% cuts on income, 30% or whatever Uber decide to pay a driver on any particular day or time.
This is the second protest. If this protest doesn't achieve what you want, what's the next step?
So if this doesn't achieve what we need, and getting the NTA back to us and to change the legislation, the protests will most definitely escalate and they will go national across all the counties in Ireland.
Uber says that their new fixed fare structure means that there might be more customers willing to take a taxi trip and that it creates more employment opportunities for drivers. What would you say to that?
I say that Uber are masters of spin. For every four trips, for example, that a driver does, the fourth one is done for nothing because of the large discounts. Some of the fares are up to 50% less than they should be, and that is fantastic for customers. They enjoy that initially, but as we all know, they introduce a rideshare model and those short-term savings on a taxi are gone. They introduce the rideshare, unlicensed drivers, and the customer pays the price with surge pricing. So where you might get home to Ranelagh, we'll say, for €30 in a taxi, 25 on the Uber's model, they will surge price and it could be 70, 80, 90 euro, and they can decide the price and the driver gets paid little or nothing.
And that was taxi driver David Knox there, ending our report from our reporter Una Kelly.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Dublin taxi drivers are almost 90 minutes into their Go Slow protest in the capital to protest at fixed fares from Uber, who they say is undermining the industry. It kicked off at 4:30, right as traffic starts to build up in Dublin at three points: Dublin Airport, Clontarf and Phoenix Park, with the aim of converging on Dublin government buildings. Let's check back now with our reporter Una Kelly. What's it like there now, Una? We're in the thick of rush hour.
Yes, Katie. Well, I just followed the line of taxis down the quay and over the bridge. So I'm just standing now at Townsend Street, where they're just turning off the quays and starting to turn up through the city centre towards government buildings. So you would expect that there will be a lot of the cross-city traffic there. Now, Gardaí have been out at various points trying to direct traffic. You saw plenty of cars trying to get away from the direction of the quays and take another route. They have been moving fairly slowly down here. It's been a long, long line, much more like taxis than I would be able to count. So it's hard to see way down at the back of the quays at the moment. But I'd imagine that if you're trying to approach the city centre from anywhere down the quays, it would be difficult to get in at the moment.
Yeah, I imagine very frustrating for people stuck behind any of that. Thanks for that, Una. I want to bring in Richard Guiney now, CEO of Dublin Town. Richard, you say this kind of protest is no way to win friends and influence people.
No, I mean, look, we can have common cause with the taxi drivers. We'd like to see more taxis, particularly in the nighttime economy. You know, one of our surveys in 2023 said that 46% of people said the shortage of taxis hindered their decision to come to the city. So we can make common cause. They, you know, there appears to be a genuine grievance for the taxi men, but, you know, they deployed similar tactics back in the late 90s, and it backfired on the taxi industry, the taxi drivers, and indeed the general public with deregulation. So I think there's opportunities for the taxi drivers to engage with the likes of ourselves and the city's business community. We want to see the taxi industry thrive, but I think a protest like this isn't the type of one that's going to, you know, win friends or influence the direction of travel for the general public.
Yes, but I suppose from their point of view, they would say we have to, you know, the public needs to understand where we're coming from in this, and that they say it is undermining the entire industry, and ultimately it will be the public that will suffer if that is the case.
Yeah, no, look, but I think there are ways of winning over the public. I think, you know, preventing people from getting home to their kids after a day's work isn't really going to win over that kind of general public support. Within the city, thankfully, we've had a fairly busy day today. And, you know, it certainly looks as if a lot of people are staying in the city to maybe do some shopping and socialising after work on a Thursday evening. But I think generally there is good scope for, you know, the taxi drivers to engage with in a more constructive way with the likes of ourselves and indeed to convey their grievance to the general public and win support. You know, upsetting people doesn't really win you that many friends.
We're getting into the festive shopping period now, and of course Black Friday is tomorrow, Richard. Mm-hmm. Does that impact the footfall in the city centre, that Black Friday extravaganza? Yeah, online?
It's not as much as in the early days. It definitely had a bigger influence. So far, you know, last week the footfall was up 5.5% on the same week in 2024. Overall, we're slightly down year to date in terms of footfall into the city. So we certainly, you know, the retailers definitely need people coming to the city and shopping. And, you know, this is obviously the most important time of the year. 30 to 40% of trade is done at this time of the year. So last week was encouraging. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that it will be a positive Christmas this year.
Okay, that's that. We leave it there. Thanks to Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town, and earlier to our reporter Una Kelly. We'll be back with the weather.